In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So we're continuing in volume 12, 318, 1917. Louisa says, I was praying and fusing all of myself in Jesus. Now again, this is how we begin the morning. We fuse ourselves with the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. And to enter into this gift of the divine will, we fuse ourselves with Jesus, Mary, and Louisa. It's like a double fusion with Jesus. And then we fuse ourselves in all of creation, and we fuse ourselves in all of redemption, and we fuse ourselves in all of sanctification. We fuse ourselves in the divine will. So when people say, what is fusing? It's two pieces of metal that are welding. So you just say it. Lord, I want to fuse myself with you. And whatever you want, let it be done. And see, it's that surrender. It's that docility. So in volume 12, she says, I was praying, fusing all of myself in Jesus. And I wanted each thought of Jesus in my power. So why? So be able to have life in every thought of every human. Okay, she's been taught by Jesus, what we learned up to volume 11. To be able to repair with the very thought of Jesus, and so with all the rest. And my sweet Jesus told me, so what happens is with Louisa, Jesus is going to explain to her how to do this. My daughter, my holy humanity on earth did nothing other than link each thought of every human being with my own thoughts. So she says, okay, this is what you're doing this correctly. He says, so each thought of creature reverberated in my divine mind, each word in my divine voice, each heartbeat in my divine heart, each action in my divine hands, each step in my divine fiat, and so with all the rest. So he's saying, yes, you have to fuse yourself with all of me. This is important. Why? Because you're going to be able to give this to all mankind. This is what I want for you and for the little children, the holy divine will. He says, with this, I gave to our Heavenly Father divine reparations. Now, everything I did upon earth, I continue in heaven. And as the creature thinks, their thoughts pour into my mind. As they look, I feel their gazes in mine. And so, though through a continuous electricity flows between me and all of mankind. And as members are in continuous communication with the head, Jesus, and say to the Father, my Father, I am not the only one who prays you, repairs you, satisfies you, appeases you. But there are other souls who do within me what I do. So Jesus knew when he was alive on earth, us, the little children, the holy divine will, to do everything one with Jesus. Now, the saints did the will of God. Jesus is teaching us how to live in the will of God, and he predestined us to live at this life before the creation of the world. He planned this. He says very, very clearly, even more, with their sufferings, they make up for my holy humanity what is glorious and incapable of suffering. Did you hear this? Our sufferings, physical, spiritual, mental, emotional, make up for Jesus's holy humanity that is so glorious, it is incapable of suffering. So God is saying to us, with you on earth, I am still giving to the Father, within, through, and for you, everything that I did while I was on earth. See this, you see what God is doing. It's really, it's to begin to live the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. By fusing herself in me, okay, Lord, what does that mean? By being one with Jesus, fused, welded together. The soul repeats what I, Jesus, did and continues to do. So it's Jesus yesterday, today, and forever. But what shall be the contentment of these souls who have linked their lives in me, embracing together with me all mankind, all reparations when they are with me in heaven. What am I going to do with these souls who on earth are doing this now? What am I going to give them when they come to heaven? They shall continue their life in me, and as creatures shall think and shall offend me with thoughts, these shall reverberate in the minds of the children of the divine will. And they shall continue the reparations that they did on earth. So in heaven, we're going to continue to live the life of Jesus in heaven, repairing and redoing for all that has happened on earth, all the thoughts that offend God. They shall be together with me, one with God, the sentries of honor before the divine throne. The creatures on earth shall offend me, and they, the little children, holy divine will, shall do the opposite of offending me in heaven. They shall guard my throne. They shall have a place of honor. They shall be the ones who shall comprehend me, God, the most glorious. Their glory shall be all fused, again, welded together in mine and mine in theirs. Do you see what God is doing? It's a new beginning for all of mankind. It's a new beginning for everyone and for everything. See, what God is doing is you cannot outdo God in generosity. He's going to make sure that if we are doing what he is asking, and that's to live in the divine will, he's going to be, like he says, super abundant with love and glory for us. 5:12, 6:14, 19:17. Continuing in my usual state, her usual state was suffering, physically, spiritually, mentally, emotionally. That's her usual state. And for a lot of us, it's the same thing with us. You know, this one comedian said, as I get older, there's one more pain that I got to live with for the rest of my life. Oh, this arm doesn't work now. Well, I guess that it's as you get older, what happens is Jesus is saying, are you willing to do more for me? Continuing my usual state, I was praying my level of Jesus to come into me in order, why? To love, to pray, to repair, for I knew how to do nothing. That's us. We don't know what to do. Jesus, you have to do this in us. That's what St. Louis de Montfort says. They'll be the greatest souls at the end times, and it's nothing that they have done, but what God has done for them. This is what God is doing. And my sweet Jesus moved into compassion, for my nothingness came, remaining with me to pray. Jesus is praying, loving. Jesus is loving, repairing. Jesus is repairing together with me. That's what we're going to learn. We're never going to be alone again. In every thought, word, or deed, Jesus is there if you want to live in the divine will. And Jesus said to me, my daughter, the more the soul strips herself of herself, I am nothing, God is everything, the more I, God, clothe her with divinity, with myself. See, Adam was naked because he lost the clothing, the nobility, the divinity. And Jesus wants to reclothe us in divinity. That's why, or what did Our Lady say? Three things in Fatima. Pray the rosary, wear the scapular. It's the beginning of the clothing of heaven. Divine nobility. And pray and attend First Saturdays. If you're wearing the scapular, good things are going to come. I can guarantee you. I clothe her with myself. That's what's coming for those who wear the scapular. The more she believes, the more she can do nothing. I can do nothing. God has to do everything. The more I, God, act in the soul, and I, God, do everything. I, God, feel all of my love, all of my prayers, all of my reparations being placed in the act by the soul who wants to live in the divine will. Why? To give honor to myself. I, God, listen to what she wants to do. Does she want to love? I go to her and love together with her. Does she want to pray? I go to her and pray together with her. Her stripping and her love that is mine binds me, forces me, God, to do with her whatever she wants to do. And I give to the soul the merit of my divine love, of my divine prayers, of my divine reparations. And to my highest contentment, I feel my divine life being repeated in that soul. and I, God, make the effects of my operating descend for the good of all mankind through the souls who are living in the divine will. Because it is not of the souls who is hidden in me, but it is mine. You see what Jesus is saying? Everything's going to change. And this is what he has planned from the beginning of time. It's a new era that Our Lady of Revelation said to Bruno. A new era is coming. This time of the evil one reigning is coming to an end. Why? The kingdom is coming on earth as it is in heaven. And since he's been banished from heaven, he will be banished from earth. You got to get ready for this. This is great. Volume 12, 8, 14, 19, 17. The divine will, virtues take their place in the divine order. While outside of the divine will, the human order, they are subject to self-esteem, vainglory, and to passions. That's what we go to confession because of self-esteem, vainglory, and passions. Blessed be Father, for I have sinned. This is what I thought. This is what I said. This is what I did. This is what I failed to do. And I don't want to live like this. I want to live in your most holy divine will. God says, good. Make a firm purpose of amendment and avoid the narrow cases of sin. And the final way we go back in, our human will, we're not yet there fully in the divine will. We want to be, but confession is very much part of the Catholic life. And God wants us to go to the confessional to get absolution from the priest. Oh, how many good works, how many attend the sacraments are to be cried over before God, to be repaired for, because they are empty of divine will and therefore they're empty of fruits. There's no growth. How many people receive Holy Communion every single day and still are miserable human beings? Why? Jesus is saying, I'm going to free you of that. He's going to give us his divine will. Volume 12, 6, 4, 19, 18. If you want to be safe, do you want to repair always? And if you want to repair, you have to do it together with me. Identify yourself with me so much as to form one single echo. This is why the echo book is so important. Of reparations between me and you. God is doing this. God has got this planned. He loves us. He loves us so much. Identify yourself with me so much as to form one single echo. It's God. When you speak, let God speak. When you breathe, let God breathe. When you walk, let God walk. Jesus, when you begin in the morning, Jesus, breathe in my breathing. Jesus, beat in my heart beating. This is what God is waiting for. Whether there is reparation, wherever there is reparation, the soul is as though under shelter, where she is protected from cold. She is protected from hail. She is protected from everything. But where there is no reparation, see, Jesus is giving us a hint here. It is like being out in the middle of the street, exposed to lightnings and to hail and to all evils. Reparation frees us. It frees us from what's all around us. What's around us? The world, the flesh, and the devil. What's reparation? It's the life of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. It's the life of Jesus and Mary. It's to enter into this abundant life. He says, times are most sad. Again, this is 1918. Times are most sad. And if the circle of reparation does not expand, there is danger that those who remain uncovered, this is our friends, our neighbors, our coworkers, our parishioners, these are our families, may be struck by the lightnings of divine justice. We want to help them. The human will is so strong. Every time we do our human will, we're not in the divine will. Every time, every worry, every fear, every anxiety, every complaints, every negativity, every sin, we're out of the divine will. And that's why he says, if you're not repairing, if you're not redoing with Jesus and Mary continuously, that they showed Louisa, you're going to be struck by lightning of divine justice. And Jesus is warning us. I mean, you can tell a child not to touch the fire, but if the child touches the fire, they have free will. They'll get burnt. It's the same thing here. Jesus is saying reparations. This is what's going to save the world. This is what's going to repair the world. 5:12, 11:15, 19:18. I was thinking, what would be better, to think about sanctifying oneself or to occupy oneself only before Jesus with repairing him, to seek at any cost together with Jesus the salvation of souls? This is our question. Given to Louisa, what's better, to think about sanctifying yourself or to occupy yourself before Jesus with repairing, to with Jesus salvation of souls? And blessed Jesus told me, my daughter, the one who thinks only of repairing me and of saving souls lives at the expense of my divine sanctity. And in seeing that the soul wants nothing other than to repair me and to echo my inflamed heartbeats, the soul asks me for souls. And I see that in her characteristics, that of my holy humanity. And taken by folly toward her, I make her live at the expense of my divine sanctity, of my divine desires, of my divine love, at the expense of my divine strength, of my divine blood, of my divine wounds, etc. For the soul who lives at the expense of my divine sanctity, her path shall flow placid. She shall live in peace within herself and with me. If you are not peaceful, full of peace, if you're not joyful, full of joy, something's wrong. St. Francis even says that. If you're praying and not filled with joy, you're not praying. See, Jesus wants us to enter into this divine love, divine life. He wants us to begin to live this abundant life. He says this, to live in peace within herself and with me. True happiness is holiness. And that's what God is waiting for. He's waiting for us to enter into divine holiness. That's the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary. How does a human filled with worry, fear, anxiety, complaints, negativity, and sin enter into this? By living a life of peace, joy, and happiness. Living the life of the divine will. How do we do this? Read. Study. Put this into practice. That's what Jesus is saying. So he says this, I, God, shall watch over the soul's thoughts. I, God, shall each fiber of her heart, I shall be jealous, not even one fiber may not ask for souls. That's what Jesus did. That's what Mary did. And her being may be in continuous pouring of itself into me. Picture the teapot. To repair me. Don't you yourself feel this jealousy of mine? He doesn't want to lose us. He wants us to be one with him, fused with him in his holy divine will. That's why he saved the best for last. He didn't give this to the saints. The saints learned how to do the will of God. What Jesus is asking of us is to live in the will of God. This has never before been written by any of the saints. Oh, they've come close to it. But to live in the divine will is the gift that God gave to Louisa. And now he wants to give it to us. Volume 12, 12:28, 1917. My holy humanity had no rest. Even in my sleep, I had no respite, but I worked intensively. And this because having to give life to everyone and to everything and to redo everything within me, it was convenient for me to work without stopping for one instant. And one who must give life must be a continuous motion, an uninterrupted act. So Jesus then teaches Louisa how to sleep in the divine will. Wait till you get into that. It's amazing what God is doing. How do you sleep in the divine will? Okay. Volume 12, 129:19. I was doing the adoration to the wounds of blessed Jesus, and at the end I recited the creed, intending to enter into the immensity of the divine will, which are all the acts of creatures, past, present, and future. Even those acts that the creature should do, and because of negligence or wickedness, the soul has not done. And I was saying, my Jesus, my love, I enter into your volition. And with this creed, I intend to redo and to repair all the acts of the faith that the creatures have not done. All the disbeliefs of my family, my friends, my neighbors, my coworkers, my parishioners, of all mankind, and the adoration that is due to you, God, as their creator. That becomes our life. What Luis is saying here, everything is repairing and redoing. Everything is to make as if everyone loved God. Everyone knelt before Jesus. Everyone said, you are my Lord, my Savior, my Master, my King, you're my all. That's what the divine will is, repairing and redoing. Jesus is asking us, would you want to enter into this life, this true life of Jesus and Mary? That's what they did. This is what they gave to Luisa. And you and I can begin to live this life as much as we want or as little as we want. My beloved daughter, I, God, want to make known to you the order of my divine providence. He's going to tell us some secrets here. That's our God. He's holding nothing back. Why? Time is coming to an end. That's what Our Lady told Bruno in 1947, the approved apparition, Our Lady of Revelation. Every course of 2,000 years, I, God, have renewed the world. Now in this third generation, after the earth has been purged, that's what's coming. And the current generation destroyed, that's what's coming. For the most part, I, God, shall be even more generous with creatures. And I, God, shall accomplish the renewal by manifesting what my divinity did within my holy humanity. How my divine will acted with my human will, how everything remained linked within me, how I, God, did and redid everything, and even one thought of each creature was redone by me, sealed with my divine volition. I know somebody put on the brakes way back where he says, I'm going to purge the current generation. You see, God has to give everybody what they want. And what Our Lady said, it's going to be bad for most. It's going to be good for a few. Why? Let's just look at church. Who spends time in front of the Blessed Sacrament? Who goes to Holy Mass on Sunday? Who keeps holy the Sabbath? Who prays the rosary? Who wears the scapular? I'm not saying they're wrong. They're not doing this. Very few. God has to give to everybody what they want. That's horrible. People will spend years disciplining themselves of some sport or a musical instrument or food. They spend years focusing on themselves. And then when the time stops, where are they going? God has to give them what they want. If they live a miserable, sinful life, if they are living a life of hell, God has to give them what they want. If they're living a life of denial and self-denial and desiring to repair and redo, God is going to give them what they want. Well, we're here on earth. We're here on earth to find God. And if the parents haven't taught the children, then we pray. Again, our God has to give us what we want. And that's why he says, I have to give the current generation what they want. Our job is to pray for them. Our job is to repair for them. Our job is to get everything ready for them. Not to worry about them. I trust in Jesus. Jesus, I trust in you. God's got everything planned. Why did he give this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies at this time? Because the kingdom is coming. Trust in him. Believe in him. Hope in him. Like I said, your prayers will be answered. Ask, believe that you have received it, and it is yours. Jesus says this. He says, how I did and redid everything and even one thought of each creature was redone by me and sealed by my divine will. Everything is ready. We either are with God or against God. We're either with him or we're not with him. And again, Jesus knows your heart, your mind, your soul. And what does he tell Louisa? You do what I want, and I'll do what you want. My confidence isn't in my family, my friends, my neighbors, my coworkers, away from Christ. My confidence is in him. He says, do this. That's what I'm doing. And then he says, I'll take care of everything else. Do we believe him? Oh, I got to worry about my family, my friends. No, I don't have to. Jesus says, you do what I want and I'll do what you want. I believe him. He wants me to do this. He wants you to do this. He will take care of everything. Trust in him. Not just trust, but confidence in him. Total confidence in him. The creature is incapable of comprehending my divine work altogether. Therefore, I, God, keep manifesting myself little by little. Then, from your link, this is Louisa, in connection with Jesus and Mary, other links of creatures shall be connected. I'm connected to her. Not for her, but because she's connected to Jesus and Mary. I'm confident in that. He says very clearly, and I shall have crowds of souls who, living in my divine will, shall redo all the acts of all mankind, and I, God, shall have the glory of many suspended acts done only by me, also done by other souls who are living in the divine will. And these souls will come from all classes, from virgins, from priests, from lay people, according to their office. They shall no longer operate humanly. Why? Jesus is there. But penetrating into my divine will, their acts shall multiply for everyone, past, present, and future, in a way fully divine. That's what's coming. That's what's coming. And Jesus is saying, are you ready for this great outpouring of love that's coming upon the earth? Are you ready? And we say, yes, Lord, let it be done as you wish. Let it be done as you want. God's got it all planned, and he's asking us to get to cooperate. 5:12, 2:6, 19. I was fusing all of myself in my sweet Jesus. Okay, see, we want to be one with him. We want to be fused with him. And as you read the Hours of the Passion, Jesus shows you how that happens. It's very clear. It's very simple. And the reason I don't talk about it is it will be another 3 hours to how magnificent this is. We got to remain focused. It's not that I'm avoiding anything. I can't wait for the people who are reading the divine will to come to expound every word that Jesus says. It would, remember what John said. If Jesus said every word, it would fill all the libraries of the earth. That's the book of heaven. How do we know this? Jesus says, when the Spirit of truth comes, he will reveal to you all truths, and he will remind you of everything that I have said. That is why Jesus called this the book of heaven. This is astonishing. This is completely astonishing, what the Lord is doing. Volume 12, 2:6, 19:19. I was fusing all of myself in my sweet Jesus, doing as much as I could to enter into the divine will. See, it's your persistence. It's your desire. Ask and you will find. Seek and it will be open to you. Knock and it will be open to you. Seek and you will find. Knock and it will be open to you. Jesus is saying, what do you want? Do you want what I want? If Jesus says, if you want it, then you got to really work at this. This isn't magic. Well, I have the book of heaven. I've got the book of heaven. You got to read this. You got to study this. You got to put this into practice. You've got to begin to hear Jesus speak to you of divine realities and begin to understand divine realities with human understanding. That's what's fun about this. I was talking to somebody today and I said, what God has given to you is technicolor. Your spouse sees everything black and white, colorblind. And you go, this is yellow. And he goes, yeah, that's gray. this is red. They go, no, that's gray. This is blue. They go, no, this is gray. They can't see it. They're colorblind spiritually. Don't get upset. The two of you are one. God is going to make that happen. He's working on you first. Once you're perfected, your spouse will get it. No big deal. Ask, believe that you've received it, and it is yours. Your prayers are going to be answered. We got to trust God with that hope. The Christian hope is certitude. And that's why Jesus is saying, get ready. I refuse myself all of my sweet Jesus, doing as much as I could to enter into the divine elixir, to find the chain of my eternal love, of the reparations, of my continuous cry, asking for souls, with which my always lovable Jesus longed for me, ab eterno, and waiting to chain my little love and time together with that divine love with which Jesus longed for me eternally. Why? To be able to give to God infinite love. This is God's love. Infinite reparation. That's God's reparations. Substituting for everything, just as Jesus is teaching me. Okay, see, the more that you read, the more that you study, the more that you put this into practice, the sooner this is coming. It's a divine decree. As creation, Jesus says, was a divine decree and happened. As redemption was a divine decree and happened. Now sanctification is a divine decree and it's going to happen. I can't wait for that great day. Jesus talks about it, where the earth is going to shake. Earth is going to become aware of this divine reality. And what's going to happen? It's going to shake with joy. I mean, people look at that as like, oh, everything's going to fall apart. No. It's going to be good for some. It's going to be bad for most. And Jesus says, you do what I want and I'll do what you want. So what do you want? Do you want your family in heaven? God's going to take care of that. My daughter, as the soul keeps enclosing my divine will, as you keep on learning this, studying this, loving me, in my divine will, she encloses God. And in loving me, she forms around me the accidents in order to imprison me inside and forms a host for me. So that Jesus said to St. Faustina, you must become a living host. What Jesus teaches Luisa is how to become a living host. Do you want to know how to become a living host? I mean, you've read it from St. Faustina. He wants you to become a living host. How do you do this? Read the Book of Heaven. It's there. It's very clear. And again, this is another, it's so magnificent. It goes on and on and on of how much our God loves us. Every word is a library. Jesus says, every word that I speak to you, Luisa, is a divine life. Infinite. Why? The word of God is speaking these words. It's an infinite life. And then for all eternity, what did God do in the beginning? Fiat lux, let there be light. The billions of galaxies that exist. That's when Jesus says something, it's infinite. He's the word of God. And what he gave to Luisa is 10,000 pages of words. 100,000 years from now, when we read this, we're going to go, oh, did you hear what he just said? Why? He expands our capacity to understand the word of God little by little. And 100 billion, trillion, quadrillion years from now, we'll just begin to understand the word of God. God is speaking to us and he needs us to cooperate. He's got a lot to tell us infinitely and he wants us to be ready. He says this, so if she suffers, if she repairs and encloses my divine will, she forms many hosts for me in order to communicate me, in order to satisfy my hunger in a divine way, worthy of God. Now think about this. What the Lord is doing is the first bread is the bread of the divine will. Okay. God gave the Holy Catholic Church the second bread, the supersubstantial bread of the Holy Eucharist. Why? When we receive the Holy Eucharist for 15 minutes, we are adoring God, loving God, praising God, thanking God, glorifying God, worshiping God. And then the host dissolves. And then that intimacy with God, with the host, is that mystically is gone. Why does Jesus do this? He tells Luisa to prepare the world for the first bread, the preternatural bread, the bread that Adam ate, the bread that Jesus ate, the bread that Mary ate, that lasts eternally. There's no end to it. We walk and talk with God in the cool of the evening as Adam did, never to be separated from God. Jesus gives us the Holy Eucharist. Why? To prepare us for the perennial communion that's coming. To satisfy my divine hunger in a divine way worthy of God. That's what's coming. It's a new beginning for all mankind. And we're going to experience it. So, volume 12, 2, 10, 19, 19. So, my sweet Jesus, united the two wills, human and divine, together with and impressed the fiat. And my yes entered into the divine volition. And it seemed not a human yes. See, fiat, but a divine fiat, because they had pronounced it in the will of Jesus. Jesus is speaking in our speaking. It's not a human anymore. It's not human. Let Jesus reign as he wants. And this yes in the divine will multiplied into many, for as many refusals as the creatures gave to my sweet Jesus. This yes of mine, of yours, made the solemn reparation, embraced everyone as though wanting to bring everyone to Jesus, substituting for everyone and for everything. It was a yes, it was a fiat that had the seal and the power of a divine will, pronounced neither out of fear nor out of interest of personal sanctity, but only to live in the will of Jesus, the will of God, and to run for the good of all mankind, past, present, and future. Why? To bring back to Jesus divine glory, divine love, divine reparations. See, this isn't about being good and holy and saintly. That's what God taught the saints to do, the will of God. To live in the will of God is to share in divinity, which the priest says every day at Holy Mass when he puts the drop of water into the chalice, may we share in the divinity of Christ, as Christ humbled himself to share in humanity. How do you do this? If you have the Book of Heaven, you got it. If you're reading the Book of Heaven, you're beginning to understand little by little, step by step, day by day. And you begin to live a life, the true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary, which is peace, joy, and happiness. It's heaven, heaven on earth. Do you see what God's doing? What a glorious time to be alive. What a glorious time to be alive. The kingdom is coming. And he says, you do what I want and I'll do what you want. Beyond what you can imagine. Beyond what you can imagine. Why? God is going to do it. Not humanly, but divinely. Volume 12, 2, 13, 19, 19. I, God, want the soul to enter into my divine will in a divine manner, to come to kiss my axe, substituting for everyone and everything as I, Jesus, did. Image and likeness. So when Jesus says that, what do we want? What do we want? And Jesus says, I have to give you what you want. Well, I want this, this, this. I remember reading the divine will, and Jesus said to Luisa, I like to stop when I'm reading, when Jesus asks a question, and I want to say, okay, I would answer it this way. And Jesus says, Luisa, what do you want? She goes, I only want you. And he goes, no, what do you want? She goes, I only want you. And he goes, listen, Jesus says to Luisa, what do you want? I have to give you what you want. And I said, okay, this is what I want. I want to be good. I want to be holy. I want to be saintly. And then I read what Luisa said. She said, I only want you. So what does Jesus say? He says, therefore, come to me. I long for it. He says, come to kiss my axe, substituting for everything I did. I long for it. I desire it so much that I put myself as though in feast celebration when I see that the creature enters into this divine sphere, multiplying herself together with God. Multiplies in everyone and loves and repairs, substitutes for everyone and for each one in a divine manner. This isn't holy. It goes beyond holiness. This is sharing in divinity. This is what God is waiting for. He's waiting for this. My love rises. See, this is God. My love multiplies. My love reparations multiply to the infinite. Do you see how your prayer life is going to change? It's not about pleading with God. Please, 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 please. It's speaking, believing, and receiving. That's the command prayer. My love rises. My love multiplies. The reparations multiply to the infinite. And the substitutions are divine. It's not about being good and holy and saintly. What divine joy, what divine feast, what divine celebration. The very saints unite with me. Why? To make feasts, to celebrate, ardently awaiting for a sister of theirs, a son of theirs, to substitute for their own acts. We substitute everything that the saints have done, holy, good, and saintly, to divine. Everything's being repaired in heaven and on earth. The holy in the human order, but not in the divine order. Now it's going to be divine. Everything that the saints have done is we begin to repair and redo in the name of everyone and everything in a divine manner. Why? Jesus is doing it, not us. Humans can't do divine things. God can do divine things. And that's what he's waiting for. Multiplying to the infinite, substitutions become divine. Why? Jesus is doing it, not us. What divine joy, what divine feast. The very saints unite with me, make feasts ardently awaiting for their brother, their sister of theirs to substitute for their own acts. Everything's being repaired, holy in human order, but now in a divine order. They pray to me, Jesus, to let the creatures who, the souls who want to live in the divine will, to enter soon in the divine sphere. That's our life. Jesus says the saints, the life of God, this is the sun. Okay, let's just use that. The saints surround the sun like a halo, surround the sun, adoring God and loving God and praising God and thanking God and glorifying God and worshiping God. Jesus says, little children of the Holy Divine will enter into the sun with God, participating in God. Do you see what God is bringing about? Going back to the image and likeness of God. This is what Adam had before the fall. When God breathed into the dust, what came out of the dust was the image and likeness of God. That's what God wants to give back to mankind. That's what he has planned. So they pray to me to let the creature enter soon in the divine sphere and all of their acts be substituted, repaired, even the saintly acts, only with the divine will. And with the imprint of the Eternal One, I, God, did this for everyone. Now I, God, want you, Louisa, and the souls linked to Louisa, who want to live in the divine will, to do it for all. You see what God is calling us to? The true life of Jesus, the true life of Mary that was given to Louisa. Part two is even better. That will be the second Saturday of May. Part two is unbelievable. You think this is great? This is great. But as you listen to Jesus, he keeps on expanding our capacity to begin to embrace this gift of gifts, this prodigy of prodigies. So I'll end with a blessing. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always. We ask this in Jesus' name, under the mantle of Mary, through the intercession of Louisa, that all the little children of the holy divine will become divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you, and have a great month.